This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. My name's Simon Smart. I'm talking with Justine Toe. Hi, Justine.
Hi, Simon.
Even though it breaks the first rule of Fight Club, I'm going to talk about it with you today, Justine. It's been 12 years since this film was released, and I know it caused a stir among some men, especially for its commentary on what being a man at the end of the 21st century, end of the 20th century, looks like. Justine, remind us a bit of the film's plot.
Okay, so Edward Norton plays the main character, and he's a bit depressed with his life. He's suffering from insomnia, and he hates his white-collar job. He happens to meet Brad Pitt, and they actually start an underground fight club. And so gradually this becomes a way for men to bond and kind of do all their secret men's business. But eventually this fight club transforms into something called Project Mayhem, which is an anti-corporate movement that's, you know, these days we might call terrorist in some ways. And it starts to get out of hand, basically.
They come to this club and fight each other.
Yeah, well, they start it up and then other men just join them. Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of violence in this film. It's very graphic. That's going to turn some people off, isn't it?
Clearly not a film for everyone. But for those who can stomach it, there's a whole lot of social commentary going on at the same time. You know, what it's like to be part of a generation of men raised by women, for example. So it's pointing to the lack of good father figures for a bunch of men. It's pointing to the need for a community. It's got some messages about consumerism and so on. So there's a lot of stuff there.
The anti-consumerism theme is often spoken about, isn't it? It suggests that consumerism is fundamentally emasculating, and that advertising and the media have sold men an image that's impossible to live up to.
Yeah, there's this great exchange between the Brad Pitt and Edward Norton character. Brad Pitt saying, "Why do I know what a duvet is?" Basically, you know, what does that say about being a man? And there's that line that he later on says in the film, "We were raised on TV to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't." Of course, having Brad Pitt say this line is a little bit rich, but I think we can take his point.
That suburban emptiness that comes out in lots of films from this era. Where does the anger come from?
Well, I think the film really points to this sense of abandonment, not only by father figures, but by leaders of society or a social order that has these false promises of success that these men just can't materialise for themselves. So what I think the film is targeting is a loss of male identity and purpose in a world. And this is a world, let's be honest, has also been changed by the sexual revolution and the civil rights movement, which has given more power to women and minorities. So I think this leaves male identity in a bit of a crisis. And the anger, I think, stems largely from the fact that there are few ways to be a hero anymore, as Australian author Maggie Hamilton points out. There's no more initiation rituals to mark the passage from adolescence to adulthood for men in particular. So in this case, they create their own fight club, which soon descends into fascism, basically.
Yeah, you mean this Project Mayhem.
Yeah, this fight club group starts off with pranks aimed at capitalism and corporate America, but it graduates to more destructive acts that are trying to reconfigure society. And they do this under the leadership of Tyler Durden, the charismatic leader. In a way, the film resembles Lord of the Flies. It's like a group of boys left stranded outside civilization. But the guys in Fight Club are alienated in the midst of a consumer, you know, a civilized consumer society. So in both cases, you get violence and tyranny as a result. So clearly it's dangerous for boys to be left to run around by themselves, whether that's young boys, like in Lord of the Flies, or 30-year-old boys, as Edward Norton's character defines himself as in Fight Club.
The film sounds quite pessimistic about human nature, perhaps about men in particular.
Perhaps, but the fact that it resonates with so many young men should make us pay attention to it. I think it points really powerfully to the sense of isolation and purposelessness that it seems many men feel. Early on in the film, Edward Norton finds himself in a support group where men can be honest with each other and they can share their feelings. So it is positive that they can do that in such a setting. But then, of course, they do start their own fight club, which is their own support group, effectively. So that's less than positive in some ways. I think the film's really wise to the false promises of a consumer culture. Okay, in a great line, Tyler says, "The things you own end up owning you." So it is really wise to the false promises there, but it's equally suspicious of authority. I'm not really sure how people of faith can engage with the kind of men that populate Fight Club, but it is really clear to me that this is where the conversation needs to start.
Well, they might be able to have something to say to these men that there's more to life than this sort of nihilistic environment that they've created for themselves.
And bonding through violence and all that kind of thing as well.
Perhaps associate and understanding why they feel this way if they've been disconnected from anything more substantial.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great chatting to you, Justine. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.